Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Lauren. Can I have the zip code, please?
It's 30643.
First and last name?
Lewis.
And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
1292 Sam B. White Road, Hartwell, Georgia, 30643.
Thank you for that. So I do see here that you did order on September 10th, the Go Keto and the Cleanse, and you pay your shipping and handling fee up front of $497 and $597. How can I assist you?
I just had a charge on my checking account for $99.94.
Yes, sir. I do see the charge you were speaking of, and it does go back to that 14-day trial that you started here on September the 10th. It did say that you did have to
I didn't read that that was a trial.
Yes, sir.
It
now,
was supposed
you?
To, that was supposed to be, I'm a lady, okay? I don't want that. I don't have that kind of money to pay for something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that product that you do have does have a reducing appetite, and the charge comes from that 14-day trial that I did state. So, with any event you didn't call in and cancel, you're charged the full cost of the product on that 15th day. Now, what I can
It hasn't been 15 days.
On September the 10th is the first day of the trial. The 15th day is today, which is September the 25th.
I don't want this. Now, if I have to call my fraud department...
Well, it's not fraud because it's stated they go by the terms and conditions as well as with the tracking number. You received the product here on September the 19th, so it wasn't
I'll
fraud.
I'll send that
you
product
it.
Back. I didn't realize it was $99 because it says free, and then when I was charged for the shipping or whatever that was, those $5 and something, that's what I thought it was. That's what I thought I was paying.
Yes, well, it was a 14-day trial. So, with any event you didn't call in to cancel, that's why you charged the full cost of the
well,
product.
Well, it says the 28th, and that's Monday.
No, ma'am. Your first day of your trial started September the 10th. 14 days from that would have ended September the 24th.
Well, on the bill that I got, or not the bill, on the thing that's in my checking account, it says that it expires on the 28th.
No, ma'am, it expires on the 24th. Now, what I can do as far as the refund process, they can only give you back 50% of that charge as a courteous, but due to you not calling in is why you're charged the $99.94 to cancel out from that account if you didn't want any more.
I don't want to know. I don't want it because I don't have that kind of money.
Yes, ma'am. So
I mean, I think you're misdoing the whole thing here. You're being very... ugly about this whole thing.
No, ma'am. Everything goes back by the terms and conditions. So that's why you're being charged. So what I could go ahead and do for you is give you back 75% of that charge of the $99.94, and that will be back in your account as a refund within 3 to 5 business days.
And that's the best you can do?
Yes, ma'am.
Honey, how can you do this? I am... 74 years old. I don't see how you can do that to a person.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did go ahead and just issue back that full refund for that and cancel out the account. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
So I'll get the full refund?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything that I can assist you with today?
No, if you can do that, I would just, because I would have all my bills will cancel and I'll be charged for all that. Please don't do that to me.
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and refund back that full $99.94 as a courteous for the one time, and then I did cancel out that account.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can I get your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Lauren.
Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Lauren.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling your customer support, and have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.